Listening Part 2. Listen to 3 conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You have 2 minutes to read the questions for Part 2. Conversation 1. This queue goes on for miles. We're never going to get in at this rate. I can't believe we've driven all this way only to spend 3 hours standing in line. Thanks a lot, Gerard.
Me? What did I do? This whole thing was your idea. I'd have been quite happy staying at home. Anyway, don't be so defeatist. There's still a chance we could make it.
Yeah, a fat chance. My legs will give out before we get within 100 metres of the stadium. I'm exhausted.
Well, why don't you take a seat on that bench over there? I don't mind standing in line while you have a rest. Then, when you feel better, you can come back and rejoin the queue.
So I'm supposed to sit around all on my own with nobody to talk to, and then hold your place while you go and take a break? Not likely. You know, we wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for the fact...
Look, if it weren't for the fact that I'd driven us down here, then we wouldn't even be standing in this queue. When you asked if I wanted to come to this concert, I rather assumed that you'd have done something in the way of buying tickets.
So it's all my fault now, is it? As usual, it seems like it's up to me to do everything. Well, I'm terribly sorry if I'm not perfect. Perhaps it'd be better if we just forgot the whole thing. You obviously don't really want to see the band.
Look, I don't mind what we do. I'm just as happy to stay or go, have dinner or catch a movie. Whatever you prefer. But what I really, really don't want to do is stand in a queue and have a row. So can we please stop...
Who's having a row? You're the one who keeps arguing. If I'd known you were going to behave like this, then I'd never have invited you tonight. Honestly, you try to do a nice, sociable thing, and you get your head bitten off. All I said was...
You can stay here if you want to, Alice, but I've had about as much fun as I can take for one night. I'm jumping in the car and heading home, and I want to say that the next time you invite me to... Oh, all right, hang on a minute. The queue's moving! Well, I'm not such a waste of time after all.
Now listen again. This queue goes on for miles. We're never going to get in at this rate. I can't believe we've driven all this way only to spend 3 hours standing in line. Thanks a lot, Gerard.
Me? What did I do? This whole thing was your idea. I'd have been quite happy staying at home. Anyway, don't be so defeatist. There's still a chance we could make it.
Yeah, a fat chance. My legs will give out before we get within 100 metres of the stadium. I'm exhausted.
Well, why don't you take a seat on that bench over there? I don't mind standing in line while you have a rest. Then, when you feel better, you can come back and rejoin the queue.
So I'm supposed to sit around all on my own with nobody to talk to, and then hold your place while you go and take a break? Not likely. You know, we wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for the fact...
Look, if it weren't for the fact that I'd driven us down here, then we wouldn't even be standing in this queue. When you asked if I wanted to come to this concert, I rather assumed that you'd have done something in the way of buying tickets.
So it's all my fault now, is it? As usual, it seems like it's up to me to do everything. Well, I'm terribly sorry if I'm not perfect. Perhaps it'd be better if we just forgot the whole thing. You obviously don't really want to see the band.
Look, I don't mind what we do. I'm just as happy to stay or go, have dinner or catch a movie. Whatever you prefer. But what I really, really don't want to do is stand in a queue and have a row. So can we please stop?
Who's having a row? You're the one who keeps arguing. If I'd known you were going to behave like this, then I'd never have invited you tonight. Honestly, you try to do a nice, sociable thing and you get your head bitten off. All I said was...
You can stay here if you want to, Alice, but I've had about as much fun as I can take for one night. I'm jumping in the car and heading home, and I want to say that the next time you invite me to... Oh, all right, hang on a minute. The queue's moving! Well, I'm not such a waste of time after all.
Conversation 2.
Racket, water, balls. Yep, I think we've got everything we need for a nice, relaxing game of tennis.
Relaxing? Not likely. I've never known you to be relaxed when it comes to sport. You're probably the most competitive person I know, Rupert. I thought you were going to smash your racket to pieces when I beat you last time.
I'm not that competitive. Most people would say I'm a pretty easygoing sort of guy.
Most people haven't played tennis with you. I'd agree that you're pretty laid back, until you get on a tennis court, that is.
Well, I suppose everyone has an Achilles heel. I guess mine is tennis. Though it's not the losing I mind, it's the playing badly. Last time we played, I was total rubbish. I couldn't serve, couldn't return. I don't mind losing if I play well, and lose to a better player.
So you're implying I'm not a better player? That the only reason I won last time was because you were rubbish, not because I'm actually any good myself.
Well, I didn't want to say it out loud, but come on, Agatha. You know I'm better. I'm stronger, faster, and taller. I move around the court better. I serve better, and I'm quick at the net. That's why I was in such a bad mood last time we played. I really shouldn't be losing to a player of your ability.
Well, of all the arrogant fools I've ever met, you rank up there with the best of them.
I'm glad to see you think I rank highly.
For big-headedness, you could compete in the Olympics.
There are things we're all good at, and for me, it's tennis.
Not on last week's evidence, it's not.
Well, everyone's allowed a little blip once in a while. Anyway, I'm sure there are things you're very good at. You know, things like...
If you say cooking or sewing, then I'm going to break my racket over your head.
I was actually going to say fighting.
Don't you forget it.
Anyway, that's enough messing about. Let's get out onto the court.
It looks like we'll have to wait. It's just started drizzling.
Typical. I was really up for a game as well.
Pity. We're not going to be able to find out if you're quite as good as you think you are. Not today, anyway. Now listen again.
Racket, water, balls. Yep, I think we've got everything we need for a nice, relaxing game of tennis.
Relaxing? Not likely. I've never known you to be relaxed when it comes to sport. You're probably the most competitive person I know, Rupert. I thought you were going to smash your racket to pieces when I beat you last time.
I'm not that competitive. Most people would say I'm a pretty easygoing sort of guy.
Most people haven't played tennis with you. I'd agree that you're pretty laid back, until you get on a tennis court, that is.
Well, I suppose everyone has an Achilles heel. I guess mine is tennis. Though it's not the losing I mind, it's the playing badly. Last time we played, I was total rubbish. I couldn't serve, couldn't return. I don't mind losing if I play well and lose to a better player.
So you're implying I'm not a better player? That the only reason I won last time was because you were rubbish, not because I'm actually any good myself?
Well, I didn't want to say it out loud, but come on, Agatha. You know I'm better. I'm stronger, faster, and taller. I move around the court better. I serve better, and I'm quick at the net. That's why I was in such a bad mood last time we played. I really shouldn't be losing to a player of your ability.
Well, of all the arrogant fools I've ever met, you rank up there with the best of them.
I'm glad to see you think I rank highly.
For big-headedness, you could compete in the Olympics.
There are things we're all good at, and for me, it's tennis.
Not on last week's evidence, it's not.
Well, everyone's allowed a little blip once in a while. Anyway, I'm sure there are things you're very good at. You know, things like...
If you say cooking or sewing, then I'm going to break my racket over your head.
I was actually going to say fighting.
Don't you forget it.
Anyway, that's enough messing about. Let's get out onto the court.
It looks like we'll have to wait. It's just started drizzling.
Typical. I was really up for a game as well.
Pity. We're not going to be able to find out if you're quite as good as you think you are. Not today, anyway. Conversation 3.
Tickets! Tickets! Tickets, please, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, madam.
Look, can you help me? I'm not at all sure I'm on the right train. I don't even know if my ticket's valid.
Oh, your ticket's just fine, madam. It's an open ticket, you see, so you can travel on any train on this line. Whether you're on the right train or not is another matter. We're heading towards Glasgow.
Yes, I know that much, but will we be stopping in Manchester?
Manchester? Oh, I'm afraid this isn't the train you want after all.
I knew it. The man on the platform in London told me this train would pass through Manchester, but I could tell he wasn't really paying attention. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, it's not as bad as all that. We're about to pull into Preston.
I hardly call that good news.
Well, you'll be able to get the 4:22 from Preston to Manchester, which means you'll be there a little after 5.
Well, that's no good. I have a meeting at 5.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm very sorry about that, madam. Are you sure you were told this train stopped in...
Of course I'm sure. He was a tall man with a beard, wearing a uniform just like yours, and he is directly responsible for me missing my meeting.
Well, on behalf of my colleague and, indeed, the company itself, I'd like to apologise for...
Well, what use is an apology? I want to know what you're going to do about it.
Do? I'm very sorry, madam, but I'm not sure what I can do.
Seeing as I'm going to have my business meeting disrupted by your company's incompetence, then I think the very least you can do is provide me with a taxi to my chosen destination.
Oh, that's quite out of the question, madam.
I fail to see why. Any other suggestions?
Well, madam, you can claim financial compensation in writing, but it often takes weeks to get...
Well, what exactly can you do for me now?
All I can offer you at the moment is free access to the refreshment car.
Oh, well, what are you waiting for? Go and get me a menu.
Of course. I'll be back in a second, madam. Though I'm not sure you'll have time to order much. We'll be pulling into Preston in a few minutes.
Now listen again.
Tickets! Tickets! Tickets, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, madam.
Look, can you help me? I'm not at all sure I'm on the right train. I don't even know if my ticket's valid.
Oh, your ticket's just fine, madam. It's an open ticket, you see, so you can travel on any train on this line. Whether you're on the right train or not is another matter. We're heading towards Glasgow.
Yes, I know that much, but will we be stopping in Manchester?
Manchester? Oh, I'm afraid this isn't the train you want after all.
I knew it. The man on the platform in London told me this train would pass through Manchester, but I could tell he wasn't really paying attention. Now what am I supposed to do?
Well, it's not as bad as all that. We're about to pull into Preston.
I hardly call that good news.
Well, you'll be able to get the 4:22 from Preston to Manchester, which means you'll be there a little after 5.
Well, that's no good. I have a meeting at 5.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm very sorry about that, madam. Are you sure you were told this train stopped in...
Of course I'm sure. He was a tall man with a beard, wearing a uniform just like yours, and he is directly responsible for me missing my meeting.
Well, on behalf of my colleague and, indeed, the company itself, I'd like to apologise for...
Well, what use is an apology? I want to know what you're going to do about it.
Do? I'm very sorry, madam, but I'm not sure what I can do.
Seeing as I'm going to have my business meeting disrupted by your company's incompetence, then I think the very least you can do is provide me with a taxi to my chosen destination.
Oh, that's quite out of the question, madam.
I fail to see why. Any other suggestions?
Well, madam, you can claim financial compensation in writing, but it often takes weeks to get...
Well, what exactly can you do for me now?
All I can offer you at the moment is free access to the refreshment car.
Oh, well, what are you waiting for? Go and get me a menu.
Of course. I'll be back in a second, madam. Though I'm not sure you'll have time to order much. We'll be pulling into Preston in a few minutes.
That is the end of the listening test. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.